Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Tyvus Powell joining us, everybody.
Hi, Tyvus.
What's going on, gentlemen? You know, I had a question for you two. Usually you ask me the questions, but I have a question for you.
Oh boy.
Which one, me or Jeff, or both?
Both. I mean, both of you can answer it.
Okay.
Has there been one positive call today about the Browns or Kevin Stefanski?
No, there have not.
Okay.
Should there be?
There's the better question.
You ask a question, you're going to get one right back.
You know, this is the thing.
Titus, that's a great answer, Titus. Thanks for letting me call your show.
You want me to be polite? Do you want the optimistic?
Yes, let's see. Sunshine and rainbows.
The optimistic and politically correct Titus would tell
no,
you.
No, I want the realistic one.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give you both. The optimistic guy would tell you, you got through the worst part of your schedule. Now you look on that schedule, this is a winnable game. You know, you might be able to win some games. That's the optimistic guy. You know, when you looked at it, everybody said, man, the Browns might go 0-6 to start the season. Well, you got through their part. Now you got the Miami's and the Patriots and all these. You play Cincinnati again.
Patriots look good.
All of that. So you got some games where you actually got a chance to win those games. So that's the optimistic Tyvus. Now, if you want the other Tyvus, the unfiltered Tyvus, then it's more
Tyvus
it's more
after
so,
dark.
This whole thing has just been it's sad because going into the season, a lot of people knew that this season wouldn't be good. But nobody anticipated it being this bad, you know. Even me, if anybody should be mad, it should be me because I'm the only one that predicted 8-9. So if anybody should be upset, it's me. But I just, when you watch it, like when you watch this team play, like there's no excitement. You know, the only exciting thing about this team is the defense. And once a team scores 20 plus points, or even if they go up 14, it's kind of like that's it. Like that's the end of the game, you know. Because the offense hasn't done anything to excite us. And, you know, people wonder how we got to this point. And it's like, you know, you could go back to the Deshaun thing. You could do that. But I think it's just the thing is this. The reason why at this point I see why everybody wants everybody to just clean house and just fire everybody, because everybody played a part into what we're seeing on the field, you know. And nobody ever really paid a price for the miss of Deshaun Watson. You know, usually in other franchises, if you make a gamble like that and it doesn't work out, somebody usually gets fired, whether that's coach or GM. Nothing ever happened to anybody, like as far as coaching and GMs go. Everybody's pretty much still here. And I think we to the point now where it's like you've missed so much. You swung and you missed so big, like – somebody might have to pay the price eventually.
Tyvus, the one thing I keep thinking about, we touched on this yesterday in the postgame show. I keep thinking this. You don't throw the ball well. You're second worst in completion percentage, and you're second lowest in touchdown passes. Atlanta's below you, but they play tonight. So you'll end up 31st probably if Atlanta throws a touchdown. You've thrown more passes than any team in the NFL. And yesterday, Dillon Gabriel threw 52 passes in his second NFL start, and most of anybody threw yesterday. And you ran it only 17 times. Did they really sit in a coach's meeting and think this is the best way for this team to win by throwing the ball so much when you don't do it well?
I think what they thought is they thought Pittsburgh was going to come in there and stack the box. And it's crazy because I was just looking at a play. I forget who, somebody on Twitter, maybe Jake Burns or somebody. Somebody on Twitter had put out a play. And what happened was, this is a shame, it was like eight people in the box. So, you know, eight-man box is like impossible to run the ball against an eight-man box. And so now they had eight people in the box. They had one receiver to the outside, the other receiver opposite side. And then they had, I think it looked like it was a safety that was deep. So they was in man-to-man. And they ran play action. Now, Dillon Gabriel or the running back, when somebody ran the wrong way, that there wasn't no play action on it. And they ran crossing routes. And they ended up getting a sack on the play. And I just sat there and I laughed because from a coaching standpoint, I get, all right, they're going to stack the box. We have to throw the ball. So if you throw the ball, like you can't even throw the ball because the dude is getting sacked so much. Like it's a mess, man. And like I say, ultimately, you know, you could change the coach and all that, but like we don't, the bottom line is, our tackles, our offensive line is not good. Our receivers is not good. They went to this offseason knowing those things would be the risk. They did nothing to address neither one of those positions. This is the result that we get. Like, that's just the fact, truth of the matter. Like, you knew you had no offensive linemen. You knew that they were all getting old. You draft no offensive linemen. You knew you had no wide receivers. Judy was looking good under Jameis. So, okay, I get you that. But the rest of them was all question marks. You didn't draft no wide receivers. So it's like you don't even have playmakers. I feel bad for Dillon Gabriel because you're not even really going to get a good look at Dillon Gabriel because he has nobody to get the ball to. And people screaming Shador, I agree with the same. Like, if you put Shador out there, I want to see him, but, like, he might get killed. Like it's not safe to play quarterback for us right now because we can't block it up to save our life. So the whole thing is you might as well just sit there and run the ball because that's your best bet. And the fact that we don't is just, I don't care if they put 11 people in the box, you still should run the ball because that's the only thing we got going because our receivers can't catch.
If you're in that locker room right now with all the drama and turmoil, I mean, are guys pointing fingers? Or are they? I know it's easy for us to say, just go to work, you're getting paid to play football and get better. But, I mean, the reality of it is there are some quality football players in that locker room who have to be steamed at either fellow players or the coaching staff. There's just no way it doesn't exist when you're in this scenario. And the only thing that heals those kind of wounds is winning.
Yeah, no, everybody, I'm sure everybody over there is frustrated because as a player, your aspirations is Super Bowl, you know, playoffs, Super Bowl, especially when you come to the Cleveland Browns. You know how important it is, and you know how much it means to this city to be even in the playoffs, you know. So a part of you, if you buy into that, a part of you feel like you letting the city down, you know. And it's like, man, like, everybody laugh about the one in 31, but like, we headed there. Like, people remember them years, you know, around the league, people would joke about stuff like that. But like, if you actually in that Browns uniform right now, you like, headed there, and it's like, wow, like, it's crazy to be living that out. And it's like the game plan on offense is just so basic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Sick, but I understand why it's so basic because you can't do it. Don't get me wrong. I understand the frustration with Kevin. I do, 100%. The play calling has been atrocious. But I also can't ignore the fact that what is he supposed to call? What can he draw up that's going to help?
There's not one guy that can get 15 yards downfield.
Man, give me a guy.
Fannin did his best yesterday to do it. I mean, I understand when you're looking at a tight end, you're probably looking at a 5 to 10 yard pass.
We threw the ball 52 times. Four of those was more than 10 yards of a completion. We completed the ball four times over 10 yards. That's ridiculous. That's out of 52 passes, you only completed four of them for 10-plus yards? That's come on now. Like, I don't know what you want them to do. I really don't. But I agree. I understand why everybody wants to fire. I'm not saying I disagree with that. But I also cannot be naive to the fact that y'all want them to run these deep routes. We don't have time. Our tackles, the tackles might as well slap the dude on the butt on the way past him. And maybe that might pull him up a little bit. That gives us Dillon Gabriel time to throw the ball.
I'd love to sit here and come up with something really great to ask you. I'm so befuddled by what happened yesterday.
There's nothing you can say.
Well, there isn't. You know, and I wonder if the season is being based on results in the win column, or if it's being based on maybe seeing what you might have or need on the roster. Because Tyvus, you laid it out perfectly. The offensive line was exposed. And you had some old guys. You didn't draft anybody. And the wide receiving crew, we've been, you know what, about for years, and they didn't do anything. And Isaiah Bond is good. That's great. But that's not, you know, that adding Isaiah to this isn't the answer, at least not yet. And I'm just perplexed that they went into the season with this team and expecting anything other than what they have right now.
The only way I could look at it is, if they was already generally punting on this season because they knew they couldn't do anything about it anyways, so you get the defense up. Because, you know, there's been times where defense has been just so good that allowed them to win games, you know. And if you hit on Quinshon, you'd be able to run the ball effectively, maybe you win games like that. It wouldn't be a sexy game. You'd be winning the 7-0s or the 7-3 type games. But maybe that was the recipe for the season, you know. And I go back to this clip that I was just recently exposed to, was when Shedeur Sanders was playing in the Carolina game, right? And he's talking to Kenny Pickett on the bench, and he's like, "Man, I want to throw the ball deep." And Kenny said, "You got to ask Kevin about that. You can't do that. You got to ask Kevin." The funny part is, I understand why Kevin was not letting them try to throw the ball because they don't have time. So, to me, when you hear stuff like that, he knew before going into this season what it was. He knew that. He knew he was going to have to get the ball out quick. He knew they wasn't going to be able to block this thing up. That's why he was preparing them already for the season, that y'all got to get the ball out quick. That's probably why he had to beef with Shedeur so much. You know, all this time we've been talking about how he's been holding Shedeur back. I think the reason why he holds Shedeur back is because he knows Shedeur holds the ball. And he's like, "Dude, if you get in there and hold that ball, you go die. You got to get that ball." So really, he might have been protecting him this, even saying he been protecting him this entire time. That might be what it is.
On that note,
excellent analysis.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Y'all as well. Always remember, go Bucks, go Browns. Don't worry, Cleveland. Cavs start soon.
I don't know that I have a better emailer than this guy. Marty's in Strongsville. Hi, Marty.
Marte.
He's a great emailer. He's not a great caller.
Marty. Hey, Marty.
Marty, because it's you, you're back on hold. Only because it's you. For the first time in 14 years, a gentleman named Bjorn has called the show. Hello, Bjorn.
Bjorn, loved you watching you play tennis. I was a big fan when he played for the Nets.
I liked you in ABBA.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Bjorn?
I want to know, what's the status of the new stadium? Is it going to happen or what?
All signs are green light go.
That's the word, Bjorn.
That's the word, unless they throw more red tape at it.
So what are they going to do for a team?
Well,
you know what's crazy about a dome?
You're asking a lot, Bjorn.
Bjorn, you know what's crazy about a dome? You don't just have to play football in there. You can have concerts. I think I saw it reconfigured for basketball. Perhaps they want to play hockey in there.
Monster truck.
How about big time wrestling?
Yeah, maybe.
Give me something.
You know what they can do? When the wrestlers come in, they can recruit them for offensive linemen.
That's right. Draft. Super Bowl.
Yeah, they need to do something.
Bowl.
Hey, if this new stadium does go up,
yes,
is there going to be a Deshaun Watson statue?
Bjorn, thank you very much.
Man, he waited out a whole long time. That was pretty lengthy.
Pretty good, huh?
No, I didn't. I'll bet
Marty's back in Strongsville. Hey, Marty.
Marty, you there? We're going to go to every other call.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm
here. There. Hi, you Marty. Go.
You know, guys, unfortunately, we don't realize, or people aren't talking about the hole that was dug with the Deshaun Watson trade.
It's funny. I felt like I spent 25 minutes, 40 minutes on that this morning.
You missed the first hour,
but
Marty.
But keep going, Marty.
But it ties into what Tyvus says, okay?
Okay.
You don't have the money to get free agents. You didn't have the picks for years. You didn't hit all that well on it. And the window closed. And you know, back then, I don't blame them for trying, you know, to get him over the hump. But there was a huge hole that was dug. You know, talk about a swing and a miss. It's like the pitcher didn't even make the ball to the plate when we swung. But that's what happens, you know. I don't blame them for wanting to try to do something back then.
But here's the problem, Marty. Let me just say this. You said get over the hump. To them, they looked at the hump like it was a mountain. When now, as we watch Baker Mayfield play in Tampa, it was an anthill.
Right. You know, and on top of that, okay, Baker was a good game manager. And that's what we're faced with now. The only time he wasn't a good game manager was when he played hurt. And he played hurt because he thought he was going to lose his job if he didn't show up and play.
He was looking for that big contract. There's no question on that. And I mean, there's a part of me that understands as a front office, you're like, man, this kid's he plays reckless. And by the way he played reckless yesterday helped his team pick up first downs. He does things that other quarterbacks don't do. If you get hurt time and time again, you can understand why a front office wouldn't want to do that. But as we watch him get better every week in Tampa, and I hear every talking head that sits behind a desk starts calling him an MVP candidate, it makes me go, man, what a bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
A decision that was here.
Clark's in Cleveland. Hello, Clark.
Hello, Clark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
So hindsight is telling us a lot of things here that we should not be ignoring, and Baker is one of them. Flacco yesterday. This is coaching. There's no justification for passing the ball 52 times yesterday, none whatsoever. 8 men in the box, call a formation that forces them out the box. Put 4 receivers out there. Put 5. Make them come out. And if they don't respect 4 receivers, then throw the ball. There's no justification for it. I feel like Kevin's ego has been a part of this the whole time, and that's beginning to show itself more and more. Now, with the Shador thing, I'll just say this. It's going to be boom or bust. I'm going to tell you this. Shador Sanders not throwing the ball 52 times and not getting a single touchdown. He might have took a lot of sacks. But you know what? It had been more exciting than watching that mess we saw on the 5-yard, 3-yard outs yesterday for a full game. So this is old. Kevin Stefanski needs to go the way of James Franklin. And everyone needs to come to that realization. He's a dead man walking now. You have a team that I'm sure is miserable to go to practice at this time. They need to inject something into this offense, into this team right now to get them through the rest of the season.
All right, Clark, what you could inject is talent. they don't have as much of it as you need. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and blame Dylan Gabriel. The kid's had two starts. And Clark, I know you weren't either. He's had two starts. They asked him to throw it 52 times. Clark, as you said, what? How in the world can you justify that? It makes no sense at all. It makes no sense. And Kevin said yesterday that the run, I forget his exact terminology, but let's just say the run was, they were ineffective running the ball. Well, teams that run the ball well keep running it. Especially when you don't have top-notch wide receivers. Your line's not pass blocking well, and your quarterback is a rookie in his second NFL start. I do not get it. Do not get it. David is in the state of New York. Hello, David.
Hello, David.
Hey. Good afternoon, fellas. I just wanted to tell you, you guys should have known that your season was going to go in the tank when the owner...
Wait, your guys, what team do you own?
New York Giants.
Okay, Giants fan. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And I'm about to give you some parallels, because as you know, the Giants have been...
Thanks for playing, David.
David, you can't...
Can't say that.
We prefer words with more than four letters.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, I have something for you.
Oh, what do you got?
Uh-oh.
This is one of those fine things that will set off Jeff Phelps. So for those of you watching us currently on NoTube...
Yes.
Or... on
air, I'm going to sit up.
Whatever it is, you're about to watch Jeff Phelps' face. This is courtesy of Mike Tomlin in his press conference today. I would tell you to enjoy, but you won't.
Hello, guys.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
Wow. Wow.
Ouch. Play it again. Play it again.
Can you play it again?
I mean, if that's really what you want in this world. Mike Tomlin, press conference today.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Tomlin, ouch. A man who speaks the truth.
Ouch. Jeff, how many trades have the Browns and Bengals ever had throughout the history of the two franchises?
I think one, Andy. I think they just made it. And here,
again, I didn't understand it either.
Here's the other thing. I thought bringing in Joe was not the best of ideas, and I thought I had said all along, and I'll remember, they were 1-3 with Joe. So mm-hmm. And Joe wasn't playing very well here. He had the second lowest quarterback rating in the NFL. That said, I still think they should have started Kenny Pickett, because younger maybe could be your quarterback moving forward. You know, maybe you find your Geno Smith. Maybe you find your Sam Darnold. Maybe you get lucky. Joe wasn't the long-term answer. I would have played Pickett. And when Joe was here, it wasn't going very well. But this thing wasn't set up for a rookie quarterback to go in. And when they made the move, Andy, the one thing I pointed out and you pointed out was this. Wait a minute. You're trying to catch these guys and pass them in the division, and you just threw them a lifeline. That made no sense at all. At the absolute most, and this isn't the way it's going to work out, you move up in the draft from, let's say you had the last pick in the sixth round to the top pick in the fifth. You move up 60-some spots. That's worth giving your opponent a quarterback who can start while Joe Burrow's healing up.
Yeah.
It was silly. That's... If you'd have got a fifth and not given up a sixth, might be a little better.
Let me just say two things.
I don't get it.
If Mike Tomlin's saying that in a press conference today,
imagine what
I'm wondering what other teams are saying about that trade. That was like, I can't believe those guys just did it. Two, that is
one of the most honest comments I've ever heard from a head coach.
And it should be the start of a diss track, shouldn't it? I mean, exactly. I mean, like, I can't believe, man. This is like...
Don't rap again, please.
This is like Kendrick versus Drake. It's kind of like that. He's just basically saying to the Browns, not like us. That's all I'm saying.
You have two quarterbacks who, one of them obviously didn't do wonderfully well in the first couple of years of his career in Pittsburgh, and then went to Philadelphia, won a Super Bowl ring as a backup. But the Super Bowl team wanted him at least for 1 year as their backup quarterback. And he has a record of like 15-10 as an NFL starter. And your other one is a guy who lit it up for you 2 years ago, who, though 40 years old, still has the arm, which we will all admit, and did a nice job for you a couple of years ago. I won't say great job, but did a nice job. And you trade them both by week four to go with quarterbacks you took in the third and the fifth. Not even in the first. The Giants took Jackson Dart in the first round. Okay, you drafted Jackson Dart to be your quarterback if you're the Giants. Cam Ward is starting for Tennessee. They're not good. But you drafted Cam Ward number one overall. What's that mean? It means he's going to play.
Right, for sure.
And you traded both guys with experience and left the quarterback room to be two rookies taken in the third and the fifth. That could very easily be Mike Tomlin.
There you got Bailey Zappi.
Just throwing a shot out to...
to Kevin?
Yeah. Could be. We're going to hear from Kevin. His press conference is coming up at 1:00.
You do think it's odd that they traded to the Bengals, right? We never really talked about that last
time. I think it's odd they traded Kenny Pickett before he ever played a snap here. And I think it's odd that they traded Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals.
I don't know.
When they were trying to catch, in theory, Andy, in theory, you're trying to catch the Bengals in the division. And Jake Browning is stinking out the joint. And they have no hope until you give them hope. Ja'Marr Chase thanked the Bengals organization for caring enough to try and go get a quarterback to salvage things.
It's frustrating.
Q's in Cleveland. Hello, Q.
Hey, Q.
How you guys doing, Andy?
Oh, hanging in. Say hi to my friend Jeff.
Hi, Q.
How you guys doing, man? Shout out to Big C. He always used to listen to me calling in.
Nice.
All right, guys, let me get to it. The basic common denominator I'm seeing, man, out of all this thing that's unfolding is between Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, and Baker Mayfield. I'm going to list those three guys. Mm-hmm. Common denominator is Kevin Stefanski's offense. I don't think that the offense is, you know, like he just loves to sling the ball around the yard, man. I mean,
I don't know. Did you watch yesterday, Q, man?
Yeah.
The yard was only about, it was fenced in, so the dog couldn't go very far.
Yeah, it was five feet deep.
Yeah,
five.
You know, or 6 feet under.
I'm looking at it like this, man. I mean, I think that the Kevin Stefanski experiment is over. Him and Andrew Berry, I think they need to be the package deal to leave. They were grouped as a package deal to start. Andrew Berry, I don't know what his problem is with picking skill guys. He does not pick skill guys. He does not prioritize skill guys. If you look at it, guys, his picks are mainly defensive assets, and he goes to these waiver wires and try to get guys off of practice squads for receivers. We got rid of Donovan Peoples-Jones, and we got another Donovan Peoples-Jones. Same body type, same speed with Tillman. You know, now we don't even know who the other receiver is on the opposite side of Judy because they can't, whoever it is, we can't get them the football. So I just think that Mike Tomlin saying what he said, I think he said that because – it's true. The Cincinnati Bengals got better when you gave them Flacco. They got they're going to be better. I mean, just think, Flacco had minimal time to prepare against Green Bay. But just think, give him a week, and Flacco's going to come in, and he's going to show you why the Bengals have been winning. You know, we always address the offensive line. Oh, we need offensive line. Cincinnati has had the worst offensive line in football. But yet they're winning because they have a legit 1 and 2 receiver in Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
That's the separation from us and other teams. We have no 1 and 2. And, you know, I give Judy a 2 at best. At best, You know, that's why Denver didn't want to pay him the money, because he couldn't hold on to the football.
And Q, I think you're right about that. By the way, the Bengals aren't winning. They've lost four straight since Joe Burrow went out.
I want to see what Flacco looks like. Who do they play next week? I don't even know. I want to see what it looks like. I mean, well, I want to give more than 4 days run-up time.
The Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night football.
Oh, that doesn't help.
So that's why he was talking about Flacco.
And you can listen to it right here in your home of West Owens coverage of Thursday night football, 92.3 The Fan.
Excellent promo. Excellent promo. Really good.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, James.
Let's not get carried away. I don't think Joe Flacco is the savior of the Bengals.
I was getting carried away. I just thought that.
But he'll play better for them than Jake Browning.
Yeah, but Dan had a great promo read there. I can't overlook that. All the guys in the promo room are really happy right now, the way you executed and the way you made that happen there. Good job, Dan.
Well, Dan's a legend. Let's be honest with ourselves.
He is. That's true. The way he handles things out on the grass, it's unbelievable.
Anyways, guys, here's my concern. Where I'm starting to go with this is where the bricks are starting to kind of crumble a little bit is all we've ever talked about over the last 6 years is that this group is so collaborative. They're so together on every decision. And like, I know now we're starting to see breaks where we're splitting it and saying, well, Kevin Stefanski he doesn't pick the players. But look, we've always said, and I don't think these guys make decisions independent of one another. I just don't think they were ever like that. If they are now, that's even more of a sign that things are bad. But I'll tell you what, I didn't think that the Baker Mayfield thing, I didn't think that would impact these guys or how they were viewed or their future here. But if I'm Jimmy Haslam, because Andy, you might disagree with me because I know this is kind of, we go back and forth on it. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't think Jimmy Haslam went to those guys and said, let's go get Deshaun Watson. Baker Mayfield's not the answer. I think that initially was brought up by Barry and Stefanski.
I could lean towards what you're saying. I could lean towards that. I do think, though, that Jeff and I have talked about this before.
I wouldn't say Stefanski.
That they felt like they could upgrade from Baker. That's kind of that's fair?
They wanted to, if they're going to have to pay a quarterback a ton of money, they thought probably that they could upgrade from Baker for the price tag.
Well, my take is now, and I didn't think this would be the case, the better Baker plays, I'm just looking at this from Jimmy Haslam's standpoint. How am I not stepping back and being like, these two guys came to me and says we need to upgrade the quarterback to Deshaun Watson. Baker's just not going to be good enough to do whatever. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching the Buccaneers. And how am I not looking back at these guys and saying, okay, I know I want to give you a pass because Deshaun was a wild failure. I don't know how some blame or some stain or stink doesn't fall on these guys to the point where it's like,
part of the point that you need to look at is the point where Deshaun said, no, thank you. What happened there? What happened after Deshaun said, no, thank you. Now,
we sure he said thank you.
Deshaun said you're off the list. He may not have said thank you. The Browns were done.
Yeah, but does that absolve those guys for bringing it up in the first place? I mean,
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
No, you're right,
Jim. At the end of the day, Jimmy had to sign off on the whole thing. He did.
No question.
And Baker wanted nothing to do with our front office. I don't know.
Well, that's right. Miles Garrett demanded.
Hang on, let me finish. Baker wanted nothing to do with our front office at that point and rolled the dice like he did on himself twice in college. Said, I don't care. I don't want to play for those guys anymore. Get me to where I can be. And now, every time I turn on the TV, everyone's talking about him being an MVP. It sucks. The whole thing sucks because it could have been handled a lot different on both sides. Maybe it never would have happened here with Baker because Baker needed to grow up a little bit too. And I think he definitely has. And even if you watched yesterday, although he did something last week that made me think twice too, but it hurts every time I see Baker in MVP talk all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.